Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. Today I want to bring you a prophetic word that the Lord has given me. It's a mixture of a prophetic word and an invitation into encounter, which I guess, in all honesty, isn't that what a prophetic word should be? It isn't just spewing out words from God's heart, but it is His heart that always invites you back to Himself. It always invites you to respond. It always invites you into the reality of His love for you. So I pray today that as you listen with your heart open, I encourage you, set aside this tiny bit of time without distractions and open your heart to God and ask Him, God, speak to me. Holy Spirit, lead me, help me, give me ears to hear what You are saying to me personally today. So I have had recently the same encounter vision happen many times over, I think, a week, maybe 2 weeks. I think I've even mentioned it. Some of you may have heard me talk about part of this. So what's been happening is in my time with the Lord, unexpectedly, with my, I'm not praying anything specific, I'm just there with Him. And all of a sudden, right in front of me, I mean, like, you know, a foot from my face, the burning bush appears, the burning bush that Moses saw when God encountered him and changed the course of his life. So just a tiny bit of history for those of you who maybe are not familiar, this will pertain to the prophetic word as well. Moses was about 80 years old when this happened. He had spent, you know, the first basically 40 years of his life about being raised, you know, as a pampered prince. And he had, after he murdered someone, he then went into exile and he's hiding and he's just alone basically now. I mean, he's living in Midian and he's tending sheep and he's got many years now, 40 years of being a shepherd, of his life changing radically from this pampered prince to the shepherd. And living in this obscurity, I am sure that God had a lot of alone time with God. And I'm sure that God really did a deep work in his heart. 40 years of tending sheep in quiet, without people, you know, just among sheep out there in the wilderness, taking care of them. Sometimes during the day, probably sometimes during the night. And there was a work that was happening, I believe, in Moses's heart. And I've been thinking over the past couple days, I wonder what was going through Moses's mind at this point, right before the burning bush encounter. You know, I don't know. This is just me pondering. Maybe he was used to it. Maybe, you know, 40 years of the same thing. Maybe you're just like, yeah, whatever. This is kind of just my life. Or was he wondering, I wonder what my life would have been like? Or is he enjoying himself? Like, this is actually very peaceful. This is very enjoyable. I like this quiet. Maybe his relationship with God was becoming very special and intimate. Or maybe it was mundane and boring and he didn't enjoy himself. And I'm bringing this part out because I want you to know that regardless of where you are right now in your life, whether you are enjoying yourself, whether you are feeling stuck in the mundane, in the boring, in the anticipation of something happening, whether you're content and you don't want things to change, regardless of where you are, many of you are being drawn to the mountain of God, to Mount Horeb, to the place where God is about to meet with you and say something to you that changes your life. Moses led the sheep up to Mount Horeb, and he saw a bush that was burning but not being consumed, and he, right here, he stopped and he turned to see what it was. Wherever you are right now in your walk with the Lord, I believe that you're listening to this podcast today because you are sensing God drawing you into something, but you may not know what it is. Some of you are sensing Him calling you and drawing you into His love, into His presence in a way that you've never experienced before. Some of you are unsatisfied with where you are, not just in your walk with the Lord, but maybe in your life, in your circumstances, in relationships, in your living location, in your job, whatever it is. There's many of you listening, you feel God awakening something in your heart, that there must be more, or that He's drawing you into something different, or perhaps there's a change of season. You don't even know. You don't have, maybe some of you do, and maybe some of you don't have words to describe what you're feeling. I know for me, we talked about this in my last mentorship group meeting. There is a sense of something beautiful, something new, and something deep that God is inviting us into. In our relationship with Him, He's inviting us to get to know Him in a very beautiful, personal, and holy way, unlike we've ever known before. And that is your burning bush moment right there. That sense of something deeper inside of you, whether it's tired of the mundaneness, whether it's a holy awe, whatever it is, you are sensing something inside of you, drawing you to God or to change. That is your burning bush. And now the Lord is inviting you to turn aside and look. So right now, just close your eyes if you can say, yeah, it doesn't actually make sense. It's hard to explain. Or maybe you can explain it. But I do feel that. If you can, just close your eyes and imagine that burning bush in front of you. This is your invitation to acknowledge that whatever you're sensing is from God. And by just acknowledging that, you are turning to aside to see this miraculous sight. And then the next thing that happened was that God spoke to Moses, and Moses said, yes, I'm here. God is calling you, and all He's asking, first of all, is for you to acknowledge it and say, yes, I acknowledge that something is stirring in me, God. I don't know what it is, but I'm here. I'm here. Whatever you have for me, I'm here. And then God tells Moses, take off your sandals, for the place you're standing is holy ground. You know, sandals, and I'm sharing this is actually some wisdom from Brian Simmons, that the word for sandal or shoe, I won't get into how, you know, I don't want to draw your focus away from the meat of this, but it comes from a root word, which means to lock or hold captive. And then the word for feet comes from a root word, which means a habit or a custom. So Brian says that what God is saying metaphorically is, by remove your shoes from your feet, is remove the lock that habitually holds you captive from the divine experience. You know, Moses used to think of himself as self-sufficient. Maybe he had some pride, and now all of that's gone. God is calling him to remove the things that hold him back, to just take off his shoes and bow before the presence of God. And Moses does. And today we do. If this is your heart, just in your heart, agree with me that yes, God, we know you're drawing us to something new and beautiful and yes, holy. And this season of our lives, this transition place, I think of it as, you know, the woman giving birth, she has that transition time. We are in that transition time of something very personal happening in our lives that is holy. And we recognize that this is a holy moment, God. And we turn not just to look, but to say we are here and we want nothing to block us anymore from a deeper and divine encounter with you that changes our lives like it did with Moses. We are standing at the door, the invitation of a new season in our relationship with God. Moses was captivated by what he saw. Captivated. And right now, I want you to allow all of your attention to be on the Lord, to let, whether it's a burning vision, whether it's a gentle drawing in your heart, let yourself be completely aware of God's presence. This is a turning point in your life today. God says, I see you. I see you. I hear you. You have my attention. Now give me yours, fully and completely. Allow yourself to stop looking internally at all of the things going on within your own heart, your own mind, not to ignore what's happening in you, but to allow yourself to be completely captivated by Him. He wants you to know that every care, everything that's on your heart, it matters to Him. But He wants you to give it to Him. And I see, I don't know that this maybe a good illustration because of the fact that the burning bush, it says it wasn't consumed. So I don't know if it was just a glory flame. I don't know if it was like a regular flame where the fire crackles and sparks lift off, you know, that tiny little crackles of fire that rise from the fire, from the fire. But what I see is, I see us kneeling, and I invite you to do this in your own heart, kneeling before that fire with our hands in front of us, palms up, symbolizing our surrender. And what I see is, like those crackles of flame, I want you to see those cares, those concerns, those, whether it's yourself, whether it's other people, whether it's whatever it is, allow them to rise. Imagine them in your hands and allow those cares to rise like those crackles of flame up to Him. And know that He's taking those things into Himself because of His great love for you. He is drawing you with cords of love, to turn aside to Him, to take off your shoes and recognize that this season of your life, regardless of how it feels, is holy ground. Let every care and every distraction rise like the crackles of that fire. Let Him become your most holy obsession. God is saying to you, whether you feel you are in the mundaneness, whether you feel like you're in a good season, whether you're yearning for Me, or whether you feel dry, notice the tender drawing of My Spirit and just acknowledge that I'm with you and that I've come as you have asked. I have come and I'm here before you to draw you to Myself, to show you the beauty and the splendor of who I am and how I want to manifest Myself in your life. And no matter how many times you have believed Me and then let that faith go, I'm not angry at you. I don't ever look at you with judgment. I look at you with love because I see your heart to Me. Even in your weak love, even when you have doubted, even when you have complained, even when you have thought I've been far from you, I've always been here, and I want you to know that I am standing in front of you in My glory with My fire to consume those things in your past that have held you captive. Take off your shoes. Take off the bitterness. Take off the things that have held you captive. Give them to Me, and I will consume them with the fiery passion of My love for you. This is a new season in your life, and you will see these things changing. You will see your circumstances change as you allow yourself to be captivated by Me. You will hear Me whisper answers. You will feel little nudges of what I have you to do or not to do. You will feel wisdom. You will hear wisdom. You will notice doors opening. You will see doors shutting. You will see that I am your shepherd. Just look to Me. Allow yourself to be captivated with Me. And Lord, we respond with our yes. We respond by telling You we love You, and You are holy. You are holy. You are holy, and we are here to yield our hearts to You. We give You every care. We love You, God. And we acknowledge, just as Moses did, that You are with us. And I want to add this. When God began to speak to Moses right there, I've heard it said that he was probably there alone with God for a few days. And during this time, God was giving him instructions about how Moses would lead God's people to freedom and what he would face with Pharaoh and all of these things. And Moses, his response was, yeah, but I don't actually speak well. Can't you have somebody else do it? You know my weaknesses, God. I want to say to you, well, let me say this too. Moses wanted God to use him in a way, or work through him, or however you want to say it, in a way that made sense to him, in a way that he felt confident and comfortable in. He still had some pride. In his response, you could see that. It wasn't a, oh, I'm just a humble servant. No, it was, no, use me in the things that I know I'm good at. He reasoned in his mind with God. And yes, God wants us to be honest about, you know, he doesn't want us to just give him a religious answer every time he says something. He's looking for us to be honest. That's very true. But I want to say for all of us, myself included, that when God puts something in your heart and he begins to show you, whether it's a change of location, whether it's beginning a new assignment, whether it's starting a podcast or whatever it is that God puts in your heart, it's going to be something that only he can do to the full extent that he expects you to walk with him in it. It isn't some, it's usually something that's beyond ourselves. It's usually something that maybe he will, you know, use a talent or a gift that we have. You know, for example, I have a gift to write, but I don't feel qualified to do most of what he's asked me to do. So he uses a gift and a desire. I love writing. This is just an example. Put yourself in whatever you have. He does often use the things that we have, but it is when that gift inside of us meets the miraculous anointing that he gives us, that's when it comes alive. So whatever God begins to speak to you now in this new season that he's taking you into, don't, you know, you could give him whatever response you want, but be aware that if he puts something in your heart that seems outrageous, it's okay. It's not about our ability. It is about him in us, working through us as yielded vessels. All he's asking is for you to make yourself available, for you to say, yeah, okay, God, I have no idea how that's going to happen. And I don't even know. But I love you and I want to partner with you. I want to be the bride that reflects your glory into this earth. I want to shine. I want to be the city on the hill that shines with your glory. I don't know how. I don't know what it means. I don't know how, you know, if he's asking you to get a different job, if he's asking you to move into a different relationship, a different city. There's so, the possibilities are endless of what you are going through. Whatever he puts in your heart in this next little bit, just the yes in your heart is enough for him to then show you what is the next step, just like he did with Moses. So one step at a time, one moment with God at a time, open yourself to him, because I'm telling you guys, it is so strong in my heart and it has been for a good week now. We are standing at the door of a new season in our relationship with him and in the way that we display him to the people around us. He is drawing us into something new, into an awareness of who we are in him and who he is in us. And it starts with recognizing the beauty and the holiness of who he is. Everything changes when we realize how loved we are. And he is drawing you to himself with cords of love. So I pray that today you will stay here in this place if you need to, or re-listen to this if you need to, and let this be a turning point. Let this be a beautiful day in your life that you remember forever, not because of this podcast, but because of your encounter with him that he is extending to you. Feel free to close your eyes and kneel and imagine what it was like to be in front of that burning bush and ask, Holy Spirit, lead me, speak to me, show me. I'm here, I'm open, I'm yours, and I love you. This is the invitation to you today. And if this has blessed you, I ask if you would share this. And if you would, I want to ask one more thing. if you would click the little, I don't know what's beneath this on iTunes or wherever you're listening, but to actually click that you want to save it, that you want to download it, leave a comment, leave a review. This is what lets the platform know that this podcast is helpful, and this is how you can help push it out to others. So love you guys. Bless you. Bye. Thank you for joining me on the Breathing God podcast. If this show has ministered to you, please consider leaving a review right here. And if you think the podcast will bless someone else, please share it. You can find help for anxiety, sign up for my newsletter, and find lots of other goodies on my website, GretchenRodriguez.com.